PMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on the steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile. And my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good. Across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would. And the ones who said I couldn't do it, wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad. Trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags. But I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
What's good? It's your girl, Abby. You are rocking live with Pre-Game Radio. It is January 12, 2013, Saturday evening. Please pardon us for the little technical difficulties that we had earlier. I'm definitely working with antiquated equipment over here. I'm going to have to talk to the boss, Brooklyn Black, and see about getting us some new. We need some new stuff. We need some. We need to be technologically on point. We need top-of-the-line shit. You hear me, Black? Top-of-the-line shit. Tonight we're going to have a special guest, E.K. Cavalli. We will be bringing him on in a moment. Can you just give us a second? We're going to check out another quick song, and then we're going to commence with the festivities for the evening. This is Ab, Great Game. This is De La Soul.
Break it down.
about to place it in that 3 feet of sewage. I got the frequency to shatter Mr. Jones' perm. I got a hail of other honey, cause the short term valley and a four quarter shoddy in the jacket. For the brother means a nigga when he packs it. So get your butt out the sling. I saw Muhammad floating over. That means the vessel like the autograph signed until the break.
Records deals gon' feed your season, pay your bills because cause they not. MCs get a little bit of love and think they hot. Talking about how much money they got. All y'all records sound the same. I'm sick of that fake thug R&B rap scenario all day on the radio. Same scenes in the video, monotonous material. Y'all don't hear me though. These record labels slang, I taste like dope. You could be next in line and sign and still be writing rhymes and broke. You would rather have a Lexus or Justice, a dream or some substance, a Beamer or necklace or freedom. Sisters like me don't play, hey, I just stay awake. It's real hip hop and it don't stop till we get the popo off the block. They call it hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip.
Slipping, falling, I can't get up, and yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. buzzing lung before I hit rock bottom. Like damn, look how that got him. Open like a window, no more endo. Look at a video, say to myself that could have been yo. It's on the TV, believe me, could be done. Something got to give, got to change, cause now I got a son. I got to do the right thing for shorty, and that means no more getting high, drinking 40, so I get back, looking tight, slick again. Fake, jump back on my again. Nothing but love for those that know how it feel, and much respect to all my kept it real, it's strong, kept it from doing wrong. Who they is, and this is your song. And to my boo, who stuck with it, I do. All the fools, you get yours, because it's due.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping.
Welcome back. You're listening live to Blog Talk Radio. This is Pre-Game Radio. It's your girl at Saturday, January 12, 2013. We do have our guest, BK Cavalli. He is waiting on hold to come and talk about his music, to preview some other songs. He definitely has a hit right now on the Billboard, storming up the Billboard charts, and it's called That Boy from Brooklyn, you know. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to introduce Alex, Lady Steele, the other co-host of Pre-Game Radio. Are you there, Alex?
I'm here. What's up? What's up, Pre-Game?
Hey, what's popping, Alex? What's good? How's your day going so far?
It's busy as usual. It's like old times. I haven't been on Pre-Game in forever.
Yeah, but you know, we the old standby. We always here. We, you know, we the foundation of this underground hip hop. So we ain't going nowhere. You can go where you gonna go, but you can always come home. All right. Are you calling from work tonight? Because I know when we spoke to you when you called in last night, you were still on the job. Tell me you're not working this evening.
No, thank God, I got home in time, but I did have to work earlier.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what it is. Got to make the donuts. So right now I'm going to turn the show over to you and bring on BK Cavalli. BK, you there?
What's up? What's going on, pregame? Yes, sir, I'm here. What's going on, babe?
All right, what's popping? I now put you in the ever-so-gentle hands of Lady Steele. You can take it away.
What's up, BK Cavalli? I actually wanted to make a correction. The single is called That Boy from New York. Even though he is Brooklyn boy, but the single's called That Boy from New York. But how are you tonight, Cavalli?
That's a fact. That's a fact. I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling good. I'm out here in Connecticut right now riding around. My man DJ Craig G just spit me on Hot 93.7. So, you know, we moving. We working. You know how it go, Alex.
All right.
Same
so
on, man.
I want you to kind of introduce yourself to the listeners that don't know, who may not know who BK Cavalli is. But I'm sure a few of them might know you from your other name. So give them a little bit of background.
Well, basically, BK Cavalli just started rapping a couple of months ago. You know what I'm saying? When I was released from doing a little 8 months in county jail, you know, while I was sitting there, I came to my senses and, you know, at peace with the man upstairs and just looked at my life and said, you know, I'm not a jinx. You know what I mean? I'm lucky to be here. I'm lucky to have Russell Simmons as a father, mentor, my partner, Big Phil, and people like yourself around me, you know what I mean? So why should I name myself Jinx or keep running with that energy? So I came with the BK Cavalli, you know what I mean? Most of y'all might know me as Jinx the Juvie. I came in the game 15 years old, signed to Def Jam Records by Leo Cohen, and been mentored like a father, or like a son, rather, excuse me, for Russell Simmons in the past 10 years of my life. I've been on Run's house shows. I've been in the Double XLs, the Sources, you know, the mixtapes, the Clue. You know, things of that nature in the early beginning, came in with G-Rap, you know, Roots of All Evil. That's the first project I ever been on. Me and my homie, Papoose, y'all might know him. Me and him did a record with Coogi Rap. That's pretty much how I came in the game, you know?
Right, right. A lot of people, because I work with Cavalli, actually. I help him a little bit on his project. And when he came to me, that was the first time I actually heard of him, but I was able to do like some research and actually see that he literally and really has been doing this for a very long time, which is kind of rare nowadays. You have rappers out there that are learning how to rap a month in advance and then trying to come out, but this is something he's been doing forever. Like, there's clips all over the web that you can just find, like, from 12, 13, 14 years old, and he's kind of, like, just going in hungry and, you know, wanting to jump off with his career.
Absolutely. That's the truth. I was like I said, when I was signed at 15, but, you know, I started rapping when I was 12, 13 years old, going through the shelter situation with my moms and all that. So I've been rapping for over 10, 11 years, you know what I'm saying, signed for forever and dropped and, you know, just seeing different people come in and out the game and, you know, give up. I've seen certain artists come in, you know, they didn't get the right break they were supposed to at that time, you know how the industry is. And, you know, sometimes artists get discouraged. And, you know, that's what I came up with this whole Relentless thing. You know, I got a movie in the making, it's called Relentless. I got an album in the making called Relentless. And that's just what I represent. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no grind. Ain't no shine without the grind. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely got to be dedicated to whatever craft you do. It don't just have to be rapping, music, whatever you want to be in life. Just know it ain't going to come easy. And BK Cavalli will definitely be a living testimony of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting my break right now. You know, like you said, congrats to myself. You know, I toasted that for making billboards with that boy from New York. And I owe it all to my team, man, surrounding myself with people that's going to push you in the right direction. My partner, Big Phil, Russell Simmons, you know, the list goes on. Alex, you know what the deal is.
Right. And like we said, we definitely got to congratulate you. You debuted at number 16 on the Billboard
Pop
chart.
That's big, man, for artists unsigned, you know, definitely,
exactly.
Man.
At number 3 on the Billboard R&B and hip-hop chart, so.
Absolutely.
Big congratulations for that, and this is all grassroots, you know?
Thank you.
And DJ Self has been killing your single, That Boy from New York, which we're definitely going to listen to in a few. We got a couple, we have a few
shout
tracks.
Shout out Self, man. Shout out Self. He's the first DJ, you know what I'm saying, to play That Boy from New York, you know, on Power 105.1. We was just actually in Perfections, me and Big Phil with him the other night, you know what I mean, messing around with the strippers, throwing some money, just interacting, networking, like people see.
Did you throw
some
money
at them?
Did you?
Yeah, I threw a few dollars, a little something, man, you know what I mean? A couple dollars, had some fun. He played the record, shouted me out crazy.
Power 105. Yeah. Also, DJ Sus1, because he spends your stuff.
Yes,
you get plays in Connecticut, down in Alabama. Like, you got a nice little following that's building up.
Yeah, we just starting, though, Alex. You know what it is over here. Blame it on the hustle. You know, we ain't come to play. We don't take victory easy or the good things that's going on. It's the grind. You know what I mean? It ain't over till it's over. So we got a whole lot of work ahead of us, and that's what we're here right now. Pre-game land. Y'all know what time it is, man. I'm coming. The mixtape drop next month. Album is in the making, movie is in the making. Shout out my partner, Big Phil. Got that Blame It on the Hustle film, you know what I mean, starring DMX, Lil Wayne. We're going to get into all that right now on pregame. Alex, you know what it is. We here, strong enough.
No,
well, you know what? I think now's the time to hear the song. Y'all ready to listen?
We are. I'm just going to talk really quick that Eb is going to, that's Eb, all right? And she will let you know what it is, if she likes it or if she doesn't. She doesn't care. So
That's not true, Alex.
I do care. I want to hear your honest opinion. I'm from Browns.
Oh,
I'm from the
get
bottom.
My honest opinion. There's no question about that. But it's not because I don't care. It's because I do care. I got to tell you the truth.
You're motherfucking right.
There you
right.
go. Here it is, BK Cavalli, That Boy from New York. I got it right this time. I'm sorry, I'm a Brooklyn girl, so, you know, everybody from Brooklyn to me.
BK
there
all
go.
Day.
All
Let's
right? That Boy from New York, BK Cavalli.
Yeah. Hey, yo, QC, get commissioner going on the phone, tell him hit Pete Gates up. I got the city. Tell them don't blame me, blame it on the hustle. Yeah.
I'm just cruising with my top back, chilling in that Maybach, switching in that 6-4, dubs on that Cadillac. When I'm out in A to LA, they love me like I'm in New York. When I'm out in LA, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. Cruising on the yacht, chilling white wine after dinner, waving to the white folks, looking at a real nigga. When I'm in the suburbs, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. When I'm in Miami, they gon' love me like I'm in New York.
They go that boy from New York. You see that boy from New York. They go that boy from New York.
And you say New York City.
You see that boy from New York. Gave the streets a shovel, I got them digging me. In my new dark swag, they can't miss me. Why is LV neck on? I'm crispy. Numbers on the dashboard, reading 260. I pulled it out just to catch something. We getting money, doing what we want. In the club, jumping freak bitches.
Hey,
50 on the weed, 100 on the liquor. And we don't care how much it costs when we buying cars.
Wow.
Shopping online, no, we don't do the mall. So the shit I'm seeing in won't be installed.
No.
The label on my chick shade, say Dior. That boy from New York, you ain't gotta ask. Slick talker, the money coming out his ass. Hustle to get cash, anything, got my hands in it. Brown paper bag under my mask with bands in it. Hold the big homie, shout out to Russell Simmons. It's Brooklyn Cavalli, I'm the new both of niggas. And I ain't being cocky, I'm just confident. Cause everybody already know who my father is. Ain't living off the strip for no one.
Nah.
That's why I went to jail for trying to sell them whole ones. Came in the game 01, almost a decade and a half. Dedicated my life to what I'm doing right now. So it wasn't a waste of time when my deal fell. I wouldn't go back the way I feel now. Bags out of Bloomingdale's, and I know them Cubans well. The streets fucked up, all they do is shoot and tell. Young niggas funeral, every other week pass. Pillows in his coffin, as big as a weed bag. And I don't mean to brag, this is real life. So holla at me when you see me at that red light.
I'm just cruising with my top back, chilling in that Maybach, switching in that 6-4, dubs on that Cadillac. When I'm out in ATL, they love me like I'm in New York. When I'm out in LA, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. Cruising on the yacht, chilling white wine after dinner, waving to the white folks, looking at a real nigga. When I'm in the suburbs, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. When I'm in Miami, they gon' love me like I'm in New York.
They go that boy from New York. You see that boy from New York. They go that boy from New York. You see that boy from New York. You know you my baby girl, X and know your baby boy. Name home weight, not that gym that you just joined. Holla at my old day, cause they got that best boy. New York State of mind, I just gotta have my Yankee on. Represent where I'm from with integrity. He say he ready for war, nigga, you better be. All praises due to Allah, he helped to better me. Eyes in the back of my head, and they never sleep. I did it for the East, but when I'm out West, I'm on my Nipsey Hustle chasing Wonder Bread. She took it to the head cause the hymns cold. I last at her right before I peeled off. We in that white ghost, smearing off. Shoot a nigga anytime I start to feel sore. Strong enough, boss, I'm running my own label now. Bitches like gold chains, they wanna hang around. Photos up on Instagram, following me Twitter hoes. Got a body like the models in that video. Every time that where we go, holla at them triple O's. Fucking with them crip niggas, real niggas stand alone. Anybody get it, black flag, wrapped around the dome. Got balls like them niggas who ain't coming home. In the word on the street is that I'm back on it. I did it for the city, fuck around if you wanna.
I'm just cruising with my top back, chilling in that Maybach, switching in that 6-4, dubs on that Cadillac. When I'm out in ATL, they love me like I'm in New York. When I'm out in LA, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. Cruising on the yacht, chilling white wine after dinner, waving to the white folks, looking at a real nigga. When I'm in the suburbs, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. When I'm in Miami, they gon' love me like I'm in New York.
They go that boy from New York. You see that boy from New York. They go that boy from New York. You see that boy from New York.
you have it, BK Cavalli, that boy from New York. Yo, I'm still over here giggling off of bitches like gold chains they want to hang around. That was too funny right there. And it's true. I see it happen all the time. When you ain't, when you just trying to, when you still trying to eat and trying to make it happen, they don't want to be bothered with you. But the minute you get out there, it's all love. It's all good. You the finest nigga around now. But I like
absolutely.
It. I like the fact that you don't sound like anybody else right now. I can't say, oh, I heard a little bit of Drake. I heard a little bit of this nigga, a little bit. I can't even say that. I don't hear you say. You sound like yourself, like a totally new, fresh something.
Hey,
I appreciate this. I really like this. Yo, I like this one. We've still got two to go, so don't get happy.
I appreciate you saying and speaking on my originality. Because, I mean, these days in the industry and how things is, people just want to put out, a record trying to cater to the audience and what's going on to try to win. So it's kind of brave. I'm being brave by being myself, being original, and putting it out there like that and taking a risk. And that's what this hip-hop thing is about, you know what I'm saying? Being original, being yourself, not trying to cater. So, I took the risk. I could have tried to make a different record, catering, but that's not what we're about over here, Strong Enough. It's all originality. It's that New York train. I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Digging it.
Yo, that was I really was feeling that. I probably will play it again. After the show is over. Just to listen to it a little more in depth.
Thank you.
But I liked it. That first that joint. I can easily see why it debuted at number 16 on the Billboard charts. That's a good hip hop record right there. I like that. The music. Your delivery, your flow. Only thing I gotta say that who's the person in the background? Who's the hype man in the background?
That's called a little bit of Jinx still left over in me being hungry from the bottom. That's the
okay,
ad-lib, you know
what I'm saying? Not for nothing. A couple of times, that shit was a little annoying. Hearing him come out and repeat what you just said. That you didn't need that. That the record didn't need that. It's just all on its own. You know what I mean?
All right, so I
gotta say, it's like, come on, he just said that. Why are you? All right, you hype. We understand. You gotta do the hype part, but it you didn't need it. It wasn't necessary. We have quite a few people on hold. I'm going to get to the next caller. First three digits 347. Last four 9008. You're on live with Pregame Radio. Who's calling and where you calling from?
What up, Callie? This is man, your God brother. What's going on, brother?
Yo, what's good? What's good? Who this? Who?
This man, your God brother, Rosa.
Oh, man, yo, man, what's good, bro? What's going on, baby?
I'm proud of you, man. God bless you.
Absolutely, bro. I appreciate you calling in, man. How you feel about the joint? This is the first time you hearing it, or you've been having it, heard it?
First time I heard it. I'm feeling it. I love that New York flow.
No doubt, bro. I appreciate you calling in, man. Thanks for the support, man.
No doubt.
All right, that's what it is. Cousin
All
man,
right.
Hold on 1 second. We're going to get to another caller. Next caller, 302, last four, 1567. You're on the line with Pregame Radio. Who are you and where you calling from?
It's the Grim Reaper. Calling out of Delaware.
All right, that's what's up. What's popping?
What's going on, Jinx? What's going on, babe, bro?
Hey, yo, Grim, what's going on, Playboy? You out there in Delaware. How that thing sounding out there, Grim?
Listen, man, I'm in AZ right now, you know what I mean? And that shit popping off. Pardon me for cursing and all that, but I'm happy.
No, you want pregame radio. You go ahead. You do what you want to do.
I'm just happy for my big bro, man, you know what I mean? He one of the dudes out the hood that made it, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tune in every time, you know what I'm saying? We all boys from New York, you know what I'm saying? I'm just one of the older ones paying homage to my young boy. I love you, babe, bro. Keep it up, man.
No doubt, bro, man. And like everybody, I want y'all to know out there, man, because there's different people. Like he said, man, he repping Delaware. He's from Brownsville. And he out in Delaware right now as we speak to him on the phone here in AZ. And everywhere we go, you know what I'm saying, we represent New York. We always touch base when we go places and make a strong impact. So it's not really about us being a New York record. It's about us going other places and giving other states our swag and letting them run with it and, you know, sharing our swag. So, you know, I just want everybody to embrace it. And I'm glad you called, Grim. You one of the dudes that seen me since I was a youngin'.
No doubt.
Well,
I'm
we appreciate you calling in and listening to pregame radio. Grim, please hold on. I want to get to the next call. I want to give somebody else a chance to give us an opinion on what you think if this is your first time hearing that song. One moment. Next caller, 347, last four digits, 7309. Who are you and where you calling from? 7309, you live pregame radio. Who is it?
Pregame radio?
Yes, pregame radio.
What up? This is Global Thompson. Sorry, I'm using
That's
another
all right.
phone.
You multitasking right now, right? It's all good.
Yo, chill out. I'm on the radio. Chill out. Chill out. Nah, for real. Shut the fuck up. Yo, Brooklyn Cavalli, what up? What up? What up?
What's up?
Being
What's
rude
up,
over
man?
Here to
you
my own
from,
home.
Man?
I'm sorry. I know this is the radio, but this is my own home, and they need to just relax and just
it's
calm
good,
down
homie.
For
it's
a minute.
It's all good, homie. How you feel about the record, man? How you feel
man,
about
the
record?
Man, the record is hot.
Good.
They playing it. They playing that on Power 105. Real talk. That's DJ Self. Yo, that's big, son. That's major. That's major. I like what you're doing. I like what you're doing for yourself. You keep up the hard work, my brother. Keep up the hard work.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, bro.
Right, you're getting nothing but thumbs up. That's a good thing. Global Thompson, you hold on. We're going to get to the next caller real quick and get their opinion about what they think about the song. All right? First three digits 301, last 4-9-7-6-1. You're on the line with Ed Pregame Radio. Who's calling and where you calling from?
Yo, what's good? Pregame, it's Baltimore Sun. You know what I'm saying? Calling from MD, calling from Harlem City, Baltimore.
What's good, Baltimore Sun? How are you this evening?
I'm good. I'm sitting here chilling, enjoying the vibe.
All right, Alex is saying what's up to you.
Mr.
Yo, what's good?
Forever. Yo, I definitely want to say that, like, I definitely felt that joint, you know what I mean? And speaking on originality, that's, to me, you know, I'm an MC, so that's a plus, you know what I'm saying? The fact that you're original, it gives you, like, people don't really realize it, but it gives you longevity in the game because, you know
Absolutely.
What I mean? If you're coming out sounding like somebody else when everybody switches their pitch, now you got to try to switch it up too, you know what I mean? But if you just do you, then, you know, nobody can take that away from you. So I salute you, man, and, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to hearing some more joints.
All right, no doubt, man. Shout out to everybody in Baltimore, man. Shout out to everybody from New York who was out there in Baltimore. Everybody locked up in Baltimore. I know a few dudes who went to pen out there in Baltimore court cases, man. So I know it's definitely real out there. And I appreciate the support, bro, man. Yeah?
No doubt.
All right, bro. That's what it is. Hold on a second. Don't hang up, please. Stay with us on the line. We'll be back. We definitely do. So the next joint we want to get into is Not Like Me. Can you just give us a little background on this joint right here I'm about to play?
You know, basically, man, I don't think a lot of people got a story like mine, you know what I'm saying? Coming from where I came from, the shelter, the whole story, and getting shot by police, being out with police, and, you know, just having different I had second chances a lot of times in life in general. So I just feel people ain't like me. And when it comes down to my swag and what I bring to the table, they ain't like me. And my whole aura, my personality, you know what I'm saying? People ain't like me. You know, dudes try to be other than themselves, try to be people they ain't. And that's why they not like me. So this is the joint. They not like me.
All right. You heard it here. Pre-game radio. BK Cavalli.
Yeah.
Pre-bearing not
what up?
Like me. Hold on.
What
here
up, what
we
up?
Go.
Let's get it.
What up?
Yeah,
PJ,
yeah.
I got these niggas.
Uh-huh.
Fever, let's get it.
These niggas ain't nothing like me, baby. Tell them step your swagger.
Tell them step your swagger.
On that Cavalli shit now. Switch the style and watch the money pile up.
Watch the money pile up.
We in the club all night partying till a nigga act up.
Till a nigga act up.
They tryna bring the homies back out. They tryna jinx my luck.
Can't jinx my luck.
These niggas ain't getting money, so tell them they're welcome to the money show. Talking about he got a hot record. If so, why we never hear you on the radio? I'm straight to the point. Got my trigger finger on the joint. Strong enough, come and join. Real niggas unemployed. Brooklyn baby boy, so hot in the streets. Got the club promoters trying to book me like Donald Goins. Loud pack noise in my Dutch. Ramsville, we in here, niggas might get stuck. Just my luck dropped off the jinx. It's time for God to open up the safe. Shout out my lawyer, he helped me beat the case. Find a bartender and tell him we need a case. I was dead, now I'm awake. Vegas trap table, my nigga's time to shake. These niggas ain't nothing like me, baby. Tell them step the swagger. Tell them step the swagger. On that Cavalli shit now, switch the style and watch the money pile up. Watch the money pile up. We in the club all night, partying till a nigga act up. Till a nigga act up. They tryna bring the old me back out. They tryna jinx my luck. Can't jinx my luck. Get to go and buy yourself a new ride. We can't go in the storm, I swag like ours. Shorty gotta own a style like mine. Independent like Couch, I'm the East Coast knife. Bad boy won't stop, but nigga don't shy. Po, I got you, niggas in costume. Jury like the Coliseum right around the high school. Dropping out with a smart move, we getting cake. Audi's on the road looking like straight A's. Spade yellow bottle avocado. Skin lotion off a body, all over my collar. Rappers say my name, trust me, I'm gonna holler. Do yourself a favor because it's your behavior. Niggas around me, they'll kill you front of your neighbors. Go to the game same night and watch the Lakers. Bad chick passenger side, you don't speak English. These niggas ain't nothing like me, baby. Tell them step your swagger. Tell them step your swagger. On that Cavalli shit now, switch the style and watch the money pile up. Watch the money pile up. We in the club all night, partying till a nigga act up. Till a nigga act up. They tryna bring the old me back out. They tryna jinx my luck. Can't jinx my luck. Can't do it like me. Can't do it like me. Drink liquor, smoke weed like the boy. Don't do it like mine. Got a swagger like that. Don't do it anytime like the boy. Killing the competition, it ain't no comp left. Tell them put their money where they mouth is your side bet. Fly jets and magic from out the project. All this before I sold a record, ever score check. Scam money, nigga, child flex. I'm like, time, oh, wait a minute, nigga, call a ref. I could call your chick over, have her come, give me head. Yeah, I'm talking about the same one that tell you give me bread. No champagne, all they got is Henny left. I retain Sandy left, I'm all fucking city stress. Pity pack, tell them hit the deck. Brooklyn Cavalli, bout to paint the whole city red. These niggas ain't nothing like me, baby. Tell them step the swagger. Tell them step the swagger. On that Cavalli shit now, switch the style and watch the money pile up. Watch the money pile up. We in the club all night, partying till a nigga act up. Till a nigga act up. They tryna bring the old me back out. They tryna jinx my luck. Can't jinx my luck.
All right, this is Ed. You're listening to Pre-Game Radio Live. We're talking with BK Cavalli. We got our girl Alex on the line. Alex, tell me, what do you think about that one?
Actually, I like that track a lot. That was really an exclusive because nobody got that.
That's never heard it. That's never heard. Never heard ever in a little mixtape.
I liked
nothing.
It that much that I sent it to you guys anyway.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. I might catch an ass whooping for that later, but it's whatever. I just liked it that much.
All right. I definitely I like that one as well.
Thank you.
I like the music. I like your flow. With everything is complementary of the other. You know, your
thank
voice.
You.
The flow, the music. I can't lie though. I gotta tell you the sing-songy part. You know, it kind of reminded me. Not for nothing, it kind of reminded me of Nelly. I don't know why it put me in the mind of him.
Nelly.
But yes. Listen, I gotta keep. Listen, you want to hear what I gotta say? Right, I'm gonna tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Listen.
That's what it put me in the mind.
Nelly sold a lot of records.
Because it's with the he sold a lot of records. Granted, you know, but. Not all of them didn't deserve to be sold that much, real talk. But it did put me in the mind of that. Like I said, it was just that part. Nothing else about
mm-hmm.
the record,
mm-hmm.
just the sing-songy
mm-hmm.
part. Okay?
No
it,
doubt,
it kind
no
of,
doubt.
You know, with the hands up, that's not, it, like I said, that's sort of like something he would do or has done. You know, not and it's, like I said, it doesn't. Your whole record is not. There's nothing else in your record that reminds me of that. Just that part.
Hey, Ev, I ain't even gonna lie to you. I never been compared to or not, just even on that part, even though it's a small part for Dicinelli, I look at that as a compliment, even though it may not remind you of what you think DK Cavalli is about. But you know, like I said, man, I bring originality, but at the same time, I know how to step outside of my box a little bit, and you know, because everybody's not going to like what BK Cavalli is all about.
Right.
So, you know, sometimes you got to step outside the box. So if I gave you four bars or something a little Nelly-ish and he sold a whole bunch of records, I ain't even mad at it, babe.
<That's funny. laughs>
I ain't even mad.
That's definitely what it is. But we're going to get into this next joint, this next and last joint that we have by you, and it's called Green, Yellow, Red.
Before,
now, that's quite a curious name. Can you elaborate on this one for me?
Yeah, definitely. When I came with the whole change of Brooklyn Cavalli, I said to myself, I gotta give him something, you know, that I can cater to the club a little bit, but give him my new swag and energy. And while I was listening to the beats, I don't know, for some reason, I started thinking about a traffic sign, you know, just being in my car riding around. And, you know, I looked at the traffic light, and it was, you know, red, green, and yellow. So I thought about what's red, green, and yellow, you know what I'm saying? You know, I have no disrespect or no nothing against the dark women and nothing like that, but I thought about red bones for females, the yellow bottles, and leave the rosé alone, the yellow bottles, ace of spades, and, you know, the green dollars, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want to have fun sometimes, too. So, you know, the girls, the liquor, the champagne, and the money. That's what it's all about. It's all about having a celebration, celebrating life, no jinx mess, you know, Brooklyn Cavalli, something swag, and just celebrate. This is for the people to celebrate. I came home, shout out to Funkmaster Flex. He, you know, did this thumbs up crazy over the summer before we dropped that Boy from New York. You know, I got a lot of spins on that through him. And, you know, that was the first joint of me being Brooklyn Cavalli. So it was more or less like a celebration of changing the name. So this is Green Dollars, Yellow Bottles, Red Bones. The first record I put out underneath the name Brooklyn Cavalli. Summer hit, Funkmaster Flex premiered, did it crazy on Hot 97. You hear him pregame, let's get it in.
All right, that's what it is. Here you go, BK Cavalli, green, yellow, and red.
This that Brooklyn Cavalli, I'm in my zone. Walk up in the club like it's my home. Better keep the on the leash, I had you a tight rope. Withdraw so much on my account, I made the bank.
We doing green dollars,
okay.
Yellow bottles, red bones. Green dollars, yellow bottles, red bones. We doing green dollars, yellow bottles, red bones. White ice in my chain look like a vanilla cone. We doing green dollars, yellow bottles, red bones. Green dollars, yellow bottles, red bones. We doing green dollars, yellow bottles, red bones. White ice in my chain look like a vanilla cone.
Okay, now look, here we go. Time to make the club bounce. I'm talking New York City all the way to damn south. We in the small form. Million man march, leaning in the front seat. System bumping at the door. Brooklyn nigga in color blue. Navy bands, no shoes. Black flag hanging out the back of some pair of shoes. Red bone all on me and we popping yellow bottles. See the green in my eyes. She can tell what's in my pocket. Ain't no need to stunting, cause this is what I do. When I highlight a chick, I highlight a whole crew. Louis on the logo. Prada on the logo, $1,000 stuff. Glasses that I got somewhere for Soho. Yeah, they used to call me Jinx. Back when I was a juvie, the wardrobe brick squad, anything Gucci. Ain't worried about the price tag. Yeah, niggas like that. Middle of the dance floor, that's where it's going down at. Where I'm
we
at.
We doing green dollars,
okay.
Yellow bottles, red bones. Green dollars, yellow bottles, red bones. We doing green dollars, yellow bottles, red bones. White ice in my chain look like a vanilla cone. We doing green dollars, yellow bottles, red bones. Green dollars, yellow bottles, red bones. We doing green dollars, yellow bottles, red bones. White ice in my chain look like a vanilla cone.
Got me my yellow bottle, I'm in my white stones. Tell them when this just dropped to turn the lights low. I got the green light, so yeah, it's my gone. We gon' celebrate tonight, and nigga just came home. Okay, they go red bone last week, I got the number from. Fuck that, and you pour the champagne, roll another one. We ain't tripping off the skirts, I'm just trying to flip the work. Say she wanna ride with me, told her put it in reverse. Say you got a problem with me, what you gon' do about it? Throw the money in the air, like I never knew about it. She say she miss chicks. She don't know what she gon' do without him. So many kicks in the closet. Could own the Foot Locker. Ayy, day switching up on them brand new. So shorty take care. Yeah, I can take care of you. Haters in the rear view. White ice, that's clear blue. Tops come on top of the vehicles. They roll in my pocket, no singles. That's what we do.
We doing green dollars, okay. Yellow bottles, red bones. Green dollars, yellow bottles, red bones. We doing green dollars, yellow bottles, red bones. White ice in my chain look like a vanilla cone. We doing green dollars, yellow bottles, red bones. Green dollars, yellow bottles, red bones. We doing green dollars, yellow bottles, red bones. White ice in my chain look like a vanilla cone. We doing green dollars, yellow bottles, red bones. Green dollars, yellow bottles, red bones. We doing green dollars, yellow bottles, red bones. White ice in my chain look like a vanilla cone. We doing green dollars, yellow bottles, red bones. Green dollars, yellow bottles, red bones. We doing green dollars, yellow bottles, red bones. White ice in my chain look like a vanilla cone. Vanilla cone. Vanilla cone. Vanilla cone.
All right, here it is. It's at Pregame Radio. Sorry for the little technical difficulty. I have no idea what is going on. Black, if I got to tell you, I mean, do we have to take pay cuts around here in order to get some decent fucking equipment? We'll talk about that later. But we're back. BK Valley, you just heard green, yellow, and red. Very catchy, very, I was bopping my head. I definitely was.
Thank you.
I wasn't expecting the song. First of all, it's not good to have any expectations, because when you don't have expectations, you don't get disappointed. But the title of your song, from what you were saying, there's no way I would have put it together. So I like that. That, once again, I got to go back to you being a very, your original cat. One of the most originals I've heard here on pregame or on radio, mainstream radio, in a very long time. I got to give you your props as an artist. I could tell you really took the time to sit down, and you put some thought into this. You put your work in with this. I heard something yesterday that we played on pregame from a well-known artist that usually comes on the show. Quite frequently, has been a guest on the show, and I was really kind of taken aback. They weren't like they usually were. It sounded like they recorded the shit from their bed, and they really didn't put no effort into it, you know, and it's horrible because they're pretty good artists. But I can see the effort, the hard work, and what being in the game for a while, it does for you. It makes you more of a refined artist, you know?
I'll be the first to tell you right here on pregame, because, you know, Brooklyn Cavalli, I'm not about holding nobody up or, you know, with the fairy tales. Everything in my life and things that I talk about in my music is real. I'm not an artist that wake up every day and go to the studio every day, you know what I'm saying, and rap every day. You know what I mean? I'm like a more of a CEO type of rapper, but when I do go in there or I get a track, like producers send me a track today or tomorrow, and he hit me the next day and be like, yo, so you recorded it, you wrote the song, and I'll be like, nah. They'd be like, yo, damn, you ain't grinding. No, it's not that. It's just I want to take my time and do it the correct way. So when I go in there, I go in there with, like, yo, I treat my first like my last. I'm not in here trying to make a million songs a crap. I try to make, you know what I'm saying, as many as possible, but make good quality. So, I appreciate you, you know, recognizing that.
I think that he is definitely not lying when he says that, because we get into it a lot over that. Just recording. And he gets music, you know, like he has, he's been producers with one Grammy sending him tracks, and they're like, okay, so did you record? Nah. And we're like, you didn't record. Like, oh, nah, you know, I wasn't feeling it, whatever. Not yet, like, whatever. He literally.
And then you gotta actually look at it too these days, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, not to point anybody else's mistake or point the finger out, but, you know, sometimes when rappers get caught up in just rapping and not the stuff that come along with the game or how you record your hooks or your vocals, and they're just worrying about rapping being the nicest. They start battling themselves and don't put out the best quality of music that they could coming from their chest, because they're trying to outdo something or chasing something down instead of relaxing and taking their time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Well, I believe that your current MO, you know, is working for you. If you don't feel like recording for the next week, then don't. Because if it's going to, I mean, really, then don't. Because if when you do get in there, like you said, to record and it comes out sounding original, something that I could get, you know, that people could get into, that, you know, you can hear by the third time you're hearing it, you're repeating some of it because you already committed it to memory, then, you know, then if that's what's working, then that's what you should do, you know, in all honesty. And I'm glad you're not caught up in feeling like, you know, every 3 months you got to pick out, you know, you got to put out a mixtape, or you got to, you know, guest, you know, you got to be a guest on 18 different people, you know, there's shit coming out, you know, that's, you know, just the overexposure. You don't
oversaturate yourself. Exactly.
Yeah, man, you just, after a while, people just like, oh, this nigga again?
You give them too much to choose from. You know what I mean? You gotta spoon feed them. You know what I'm saying? Even though they're hungry out there in the streets, because there's a lot of BS out there. You know, you still gotta spoon feed them and line your ducks up in a row. Like I said, I owe it all to my team, man. I take nothing away from my team. Big Phil, Russell Simmons, Alex, the people on my corner to keep me grounded and just, you know, stay focused. That's what it's about.
All right. Well, it's definitely working. So you basically got 3 thumbs up from me on all your joints. That's rare.
Okay.
It's been a long time.
That's hard.
I like somebody. I like all the joints that they submitted. And I'm not telling you this just because you debuted on Billboard. I don't give a fuck about that. I care about is that you really out there saying that you're a musician, because it's not just a rapper, you're a musician, because you're involved in all parts of what's going into your music. So I'm appreciating the fact that you're putting effort into that to come different, to not walk a path, but to create a path, you know?
Correct. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Now that I know I'm pre-game approved, you know, I can wipe my forehead right now. I ain't sweating no more, Alex. You heard? She gave me 3 thumbs up. I was kind of nervous when she said that boy from New York. I was kind of nervous.
That's right. You still have to come with a freestyle. It's you know, a little requirement here in pregame, especially if you are you do become pregame approved. Now, don't get it twisted. I am just but one cog in the wheel that spins here at pregame. And usually for you to become pregame approved, it has to be at least 3 other admins. But I believe with just the ladies, our votes count more than the fellas anyway.
Absolutely.
So
you better know that.
You got it in the smash right now between me and Alex. You got it in the smash.
All right.
So, but we would like to hear you freestyle. You know, just anything. We're not playing any music. When you ready to go, you just go. When you're ready to stop, you stop. We do ask that you, to know that it's current, that you're really coming off the top of the head, that you include something that, you know, is current right now, that's either going on in the news, something going on in the weather. You can mention my name, Alex's name, pregame, whatever. Okay? So when you're ready, you go ahead.
I said, hey, yo, told him to open my cell before I see hell, I need a meal. Who gonna stop us at the moment we bout to bill? Alex, they say we on it like 50, I'm trying to sound like I'm Pac. 20,000 worth of diamonds in the face of my new watch. Hey, yo, Eb, I'm getting guap. Champagne from out the bottle is Brooklyn Cavalli. Keep my chicken Dior goggles. Pre-game, we winning like it's the lotto. The money is infinite. A weed head, I smoke the trees up the bottom of Timberlands. When they call me back for sentencing, I stand in court like, Judge, the only thing I regret is me getting caught and anything paid for. Yours renting like landlords, celebrating pop cokes on private island resorts. I had time to gather my thoughts, it forced me to recollect. I fuck a chicken, cut it off like Buster did with his dreads. I'm stunting until I'm dead, the money went to my head. Chain hanging like Bishop over the ledge. Higher than Santa sleigh, flying across the sky. 24th of December during the nighttime. Invade the nightclub and skip over the lines. Shorty up in my grill, banana peel on the slide. One wink of an eye was basically all it took. Now she wanna take pictures to throw on the Facebook. I mean, Instagram. And yo, fam, I can't even do it. That's off the head, though. I can't.
Nah,
I
nah. You good. I was feeling that. Some, you know, in all honesty, it's hard for a person to just be like, all right, yo, right now, off the top of the head, go.
Well, yeah, we can do that.
You know what I'm saying? So, but you came correct.
You know, Saturday night right now, too, I got a couple sips. I just started with a little bit of Ciroc and all that, so, you know, I've been going on for a while, but, you know, it is what it is pregame. I appreciate the love and support and everybody that called up. Like, I treat my first like my last. Like, I feel like I'm on High 97 with Funk Master Flex on Power 105 with DJ Self right now, because that's just how you got to be, and that's my advice for any upcoming artists. I don't know if that was going to be a question of yours at the end, but my advice to any upcoming artists, just treat your first like your last and stay focused, man. Give it your all any time. And if somebody asks you, like Ev just asked me on the spot, to drop a freestyle spit, don't hesitate. Let your gun blow, you know what I mean? Represent yourself and your whole team. That's what it is.
That's what's up. I do have one question before I let you go. I want to definitely thank you for coming, for previewing Not Like Me, because, like you said, that nobody else has heard that. So
nobody.
Definitely appreciate you bringing that here and previewing that joint and sharing it with us at Pregame Radio. You definitely have our support. You definitely pregame approved. I want to wish you nothing but the best. I'm hoping that you will come back when your next single debuts, let's say number 8 next time. You know,
we're working on a remix right now.
Would you come back and bring that back so we can play that here at Pregame Radio?
Of course, I'm approved by you now. I'm definitely going to come back. It took me a hard time to get approved by you. So, you know, definitely, y'all can look out for the remix with that. We got some big names, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, stand next to me for the people that don't like Brooklyn Cavalli, but they like such and such or whoever the case may be. We got that for the remix for y'all. We got some more derbs to come with, and it's going to be real
special.
That's what's up.
One last thing. 15 years from now, 20 years down the line, what do you want people to say when they hear your name, yo, BK Cavalli? What do you want people to say?
Well, that's an easy one right there, man. I want them to say, man, when he got a position and pushed the envelope and did his thing, he came and he opened up doors for other people that was in a situation just like him 10, 15 years ago. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people that's in the game right now, you know, they getting money, they doing their thing, they dropping their albums, but they ain't opening up no doors, and I think that's going to be a lack in their legacy. So you ain't got to worry about that through me. You know what I'm saying? 10, 15 years from now, when I'm up, I'm going to be, you know, CEO status and helping dudes like myself, the situation that I'm in right now, giving them the help and support and guidance that Russell Simmons, you know what I'm saying, and Big Phil and Alex and everybody around me gave me. So that's what you'll get from me.
All right, that's what it is. Well,
also, before we let him go, I would like to put out there that he is, like, co-founder of his own label, which is an abbreviation of C, but it stands for Strong Enough Enterprises.
Okay.
And D being the first product off of the label, but that, you know, it is a label, and he's applying every principle that he wants to apply to up-and-coming artists. He's applying it to himself and giving you, you know, all of him as an example before he puts others out there. So that's a great thing, as well as he also is putting together a mixtape, and we are taking submissions for the mixtape. It's going to be hosted by DJ Self and co-hosted by Russell Simmons. It's called Don't Rush the Power. So we're taking submissions for that right now. You could always hit up rantsofsteel@gmail or cavalliway@gmail and submit your beats or your verses, whatever the case may be, you know.
Don't forget to hit me on that Twitter. That Twitter,
yeah,
you know, please. Definitely going on my next social network.
Let the listeners know how they can get in contact with you, Facebook, Twitter, everything. Put it out there.
All right, bet. Y'all can take that Alex personal number. 347. Nah, I ain't gonna do that. But you can hit me on. You can hit me on Twitter. You can hit me on Twitter at Brooklyn Cavalli. You can also hit me up on Facebook at The Real Jinx. Like Alex said, all producers, you know what I'm saying, want to send some beats at me, cavalliway@gmail.com. You know, that's the best way to really reach out to me. And just look out for all the projects we got going on over here. Strong Enough Enterprises. My partner Big Phil got a movie in the makings, man, Blaming on the Hustle. It's going to be real serious for 2013. We're coming from all angles. We're going to box them in. We're going to have some good times, some fun, make some money, and get y'all the best product we know how to put out.
All right, that's what it is. So is there any shout-outs you would like to give before you depart from us here at Pregame? Even though we do welcome you to listen in to the rest of the show, we don't have any more guests, but I will be playing some more music. Is there anybody you want to shout-out?
Yeah, definitely, man. I want to shout-out the whole Brooklyn, man. I want to shout-out the whole Brownsville. You know what I'm saying? I want to shout out everybody who supported the single right now, iTunes, That Boy From New York, BK Cavalli. It's on iTunes. It's on Amazon.com. You know, I just want to shout out all the DJs spinning the record, helping it reach billboards. And, you know, I hate to say it at the end, but, you know, I got to give all thanks to the man upstairs, man. I've been through a lot in my life, shot 6 times, just coming home from jail. They gave me probation. I'm supposed to be really right now doing a 2-year sentence, but being I was out on bail and I did a lot of positive things in the 9 months I've been home, you know, they lowered my sentence and gave me probation. So I owe that to the man upstairs. So that's my shout-outs right there, man. The whole Brooklyn, I do it for y'all, man. We here. Strong Enough Enterprises.
All right. Well, once again, I want to thank you on behalf of Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black, who couldn't be
with us. But wait, we're not going to let him go. We're not going to let him go.
No, we're not going to let him go. I just want to, you know, definitely thank him. Go ahead.
Before we, before you go, because this is something I want to kind of discuss anyway, I think two of the biggest headlines this week involve the same person, Beyonce, which was, one, her GQ cover, and two, the whole getting back with Destiny Child thing.
Yes.
But what do you think about that as an artist? If you were out in the game that long, you branched off, you started off in a group, you had some great success, then you branched off, you became a worldwide phenomenon as a solo star, and then, you know, the next thing you know, you got married, you had a kid or whatever, it kind of dwindled a little, but you still have name recognition, and now all of a sudden you're reuniting with the group. Like, what do you think that was a power move, or do you think that was a sucker move?
I can't really speak on actually where she's coming from with the whole idea of doing it, because it could have came from many different places, but... You know, like I know, when you have special friends, I'm quite sure she had, you know, special relationships with Kelly and everybody else that's been in the group, Michelle, and whoever else she's reuniting with. And sometimes when we spread our wings, sometimes we start missing the people that we started from jump from. And I think it's a great idea for her to go back to her roots with the people that she started from. And it just shows that she never actually burnt the bridge with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could have took it as, oh, Beyonce's with Jay-Z now, had a kid, and she's doing her dolo thing, so she shitted on her peoples, when that really wasn't the case. She was just, you know, doing her own thing at the moment. So I think it shows that she didn't burn a bridge and that she missed the people that she started with from, man. And, you know, especially when you start from the bottom up, you can never forget the people that you started from the bottom up with. So what, she went and did a thing for a couple of years on her own to stand on her own, too. Who wouldn't want to stay on their own, too? So I think it's a blessing, and I'm happy for them.
Well, that was a very positive outlook, so you might not want to hear what I'm going to have to say about it after.
I'm a positive.
I'm glad you are, but I don't agree with it. I think it's bullshit.
If I say something wrong anyway, you know, that'll come back. Russ will get the call and be like, yo, your son was wild, man. But, I mean, that was coming from the heart, though, anyway, though.
You know what I mean?
Shout out to Beyonce and the whole Destiny Child.
Nah, you gotta be. We appreciate that, but you gotta be honest up here. And
no, I was definitely being honest.
I appreciate your thoughts, but personally, I think it's bullshit. If I was Kelly or Michelle, it'd be like, it's not like she's doing it because she wants to be back with us so much, but it seems like almost like she's doing it out of pity. like, you know, they haven't grown up as much as I have. They haven't done as much as I have. Let me go ahead and go back. Let me go,
yeah,
you know,
but
go back to the room or whatever.
Ed, that's at the end of the day, not to cut you off, that's like, you know, me and Phil and Alex right now, we starting off strong enough entertaining, and they helping me my career right now. And let's just say, hypothetically speaking, I was to get up there. We seen different aspects of music, and I need to go my own separate way, or they felt they needed a different artist to do what they thought musically at the time. I don't think it's out of no
but pity. But it would feel like
if I blow up.
It would feel like I was being used, period. You done ran with, you done took your, you know, your solo-dom and ran with that, and you were successful with that, and that's wonderful. You know, you branched
right
out, you did all these other things.
Kelly,
you know,
did good
but,
things,
and,
though.
But now,
Kelly,
but
Kelly,
now
did,
like,
Kelly did good things.
Yeah, Kelly,
Kelly
yeah,
did
Kelly
good things,
had a
motivation.
Kelly,
yeah.
She had that one jam. Yeah, she did that one jam.
Motivation.
She
and,
did,
I think she branded herself. She did the TV show. She did the TV
okay
show.
But it was nothing on par with what Beyonce had achieved. So it's not like, don't use me now to put yourself back in the limelight. Don't bring me in your shit. You understand? You understand what I'm saying?
At the end of the day, if she blowing up on her own and she goes back for people's right now, I mean, you can't knock
it. It ain't
her,
for
know
her people. It's for her ass. It's for her. It ain't for them. It's for her. Okay?
What about
people
the
looking at her?
Because
I'm sorry, still.
You know
right
that when Rihanna released her GQ cover with that leather jacket and she was nude underneath, she kind of caught some shit for it. So what about now? Okay, Beyonce is married. She has her kid, and now she does this GQ cover. And it's, to me, it's tasteful, but for Beyonce, it's risque, and everybody's okay. So, what do you think about that? You probably don't even care because you're getting this.
I didn't hear what you said, Alex. What you said?
And so, because Rihanna, she came out with this GQ cover where she
right
had like this leather jacket on. She was like kind of nude underneath. I believe she was nude underneath,
right,
but like posed so you can't see areola or pubic hairs or whatever, you know. And
right
she fought for it because, you know, she's Rihanna and she's getting a reputation. But Beyonce just released a GQ cover, which is, I mean, it's not that much different, you know. She's kind of teasing with the skin or whatever, but it's like, it's after the marriage, after the baby, you know. But it's okay for some reason because Beyonce, and it's wrong when it's Rihanna. Like, do you...
Do I see the difference? Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it's different strokes for different folks. And Rihanna, when she get the backlash for and people try to, you know, talk mess about her for smoking or, you know, showing too much skin, it works for her. So when people say the negative things about Rihanna, it works for her. She makes out better music. People buy into her more, so that works for her. So what Beyonce doing, what she doing and being, you know, generic sometime or whatever the case may be, or now she's showing some skin, of course they're going to, you know, bypass on it and all that because she's built that image for herself as a good girl and,
positive
role model.
In an interview a couple of years ago, she said, like, I would never, you know, so it's kind of like, what? But on a sidebar, also, you know, today is the, 3-year anniversary, I think, of the earthquake in Haiti. So we want to definitely pay our respects to everybody that was lost.
Definitely.
And those still struggling with it, those still not having decent water to drink or a place to live. Wyclef, where's the money?
Exactly.
Yo, Evan, we here on pregame. This is crazy.
Wyclef, where's the fucking dough? We know you got it. All right, you posing half-ass taking on motorcycles. Where's the fucking dough?
Yeah,
I
that's a fact.
A really short story about that whole ordeal because when it happened, like, I don't really care for Wyclef, but one thing I will say is when the earthquake happened, a friend of mine was in Haiti doing her internship. She was working at a hospice. She was with NYU, but she was in Haiti, and she took a friend with her. And when the earthquake hit, you know, her and the friend were caught up in it. And I didn't even know she was there until I saw her picture plastered across the news and all over the blog as a missing person.
Mm.
It was her and a guy, and they were plastered all across the news as missing. And we had, we were all really, really worried. We had no clue what was going on, and we thought, like, the worst, because nobody had any contact. And eventually, when she made it back, she reached out to us. She let us know that she was okay. But what she told us, like, when she came back, we had, like, a powwow. Everybody got together. The only thing she came back with was her laptop. And she had pictures of, like, all the destruction. Like, her friend, who was, like, this tall, skinny guy, when the earthquake hit, they managed to get out of the structure that they were in, and they walked for miles, like, for a couple of days with no food, no water, really. They walked to the main airport in Port-au-Prince, I believe. And when they got there, they were pretty much, like, ignored, all because Haiti's very corrupt, and all they were doing was, you know, if you were white, obviously they were letting you out, and if you were rich, they were letting you out. Everybody else they were ignoring, and we didn't think to even, she kept telling them, you know, that she's an American citizen, she needs to get back home, but she didn't even think to let them know that she was with NYU, because NYU chartered a private plane over there, because they were searching for her. She's begging and pleading with these people, and they would not let her go. So her friend, the dude, he collapsed because they didn't eat or drink for a couple of days now. So he collapsed, and they dragged him into the airport with the AC or whatever, and Wyclef was walking by at the same time, and he asked, was everything okay? And the police or whatever, they're like, yeah. And she's like, no, it's not. Like, we need to get home or whatever. This is what's going on. And he made them put them on a plane, and that's how they got back home.
Wow.
Talk about being in the right place at the right time.
We still want to know where that money went at, though, Wyclef. We ain't jacking
yeah,
it, man.
Yeah,
we still want to know where that money was at, man.
That one good deed, don't do it, nigga.
Either that, or you got to give me a track, man. You got to give me a track for the new album, man, and we want to know where that money at, why?
That money went to his Tito's.
What's up?
Well, Alex, just to go back real quick to the GQ cover, I think the way Rihanna was, her cover, I think her cover was tasteful as well. It was the point to have somebody's naked ass up there. Why not hers? It was tasteful. She has a nice shape. She has a pretty face. I liked it. You know, as a woman, I would have got the magazine and checked it out. I flipped through a couple of pictures online.
And
you know,
she's young. That's the thing. She's young. You can't compare her to
She's
a
not
a
old
woman.
Married lady now. And that's the bottom line. See, Beyonce is trying to, I guess, there's certain things that
she's about to put out an album.
So. That's all well and good. That's what she should do. She should put an album out. She hasn't put one out since, what, a year ago, 2 years ago? That's all well and good. But this is the thing about when you're an artist, you bring in a different, you have different types of fans as you progress in your career. You have your fans that like your early stuff, but they don't like your new stuff. You got your fans that like your new stuff, but wasn't really feeling you when you first came out. She's on a whole different level now with being a mom and a wife. She's an artist. You know, she was all of that first. The mom and the wife thing came second, but that has to be, that's going to always be taken into consideration. And
so she got
to
do her balance. She got to do her balance right now.
Yeah,
that's
she has to find some balance. I think she's been okay so far with pretty much, I'm getting kind of disgusted with all the shadow pictures of the kid. Let us see the damn kid. Nobody's going to come, listen, all the security and money y'all got, nobody's going to kidnap that kid. Nobody can get close to that kid. Trust me. Show a damn picture of the baby. You know what I mean? Show a picture. Why allude to the fact that there's a baby? Just show the picture.
You did?
Listen,
so
listen,
certain things now, yo, certain shit right now, she just, it's like she's trying to bring the focus back to her. It's like everything is spread out now. Everybody else is getting a little attention with what they're doing, and so the focus is no longer on Beyonce. And I know she's about to perform.
Well, I mean, she's going to be the female Michael Jackson, so.
Hey, listen, pregame, listen, right now, I'm on here with Ed, and I'm on here with Alex Steele. They are females. Brooklyn Black is not here to save me. I'm not going to talk about Beyonce and the Shadow Pictures. I'm happy she's back with her group. I'm going to let y'all rock out, you know what I'm saying? And I'll holler at y'all, man. Yeah? I'm going to enjoy my Saturday. Thanks for everybody calling
in.
I appreciate the love. That boy from New York, Brooklyn Cavalli, Strong Enough Enterprises.
Definitely.
We
appreciate
you
being here. Yes, thank you,
right.
Alex, for bringing the artists through
thank
and bringing
you.
Them to pregame radio. We really appreciate that.
Jeez.
And there you have it, y'all. BK Cavalli was in the house. We thank you for coming through, for premiering one of your joints, Not Like Me. Hasn't been heard anywhere else as of yet. So we definitely thank you for doing that for us. And we thank Alex for coming through and, you know, interviewing our artists and bringing up some interesting topics, because I really, not that I think about Beyonce, I'm not really into the gossip thing and stuff. I do like to be entertained. I'm not going to lie. I do like to be entertained. But that was a good point. You know, why did Rihanna get so much flack for that thing? And Beyonce is like, oh, it's okay. Nah, you know, not really. It really not. She's somebody's mother now, and as a mother, you can't have your milk titties out on the magazine cover. Beyonce, I'm sorry. You know, you just can't.
Okay.
I am looking forward to your show, though, to her half-game show. I'm interested in seeing what she comes up with.
Well, we can definitely dig into a deeper topic, because I know we got enough time for it.
Sure, we sure do. It's 11:27. You're listening live to pregame radio. We have 33 minutes left. What's your next topic you want to get into?
I posted up an article recently about the death rate or the crime rate as far as Chicago is concerned, because that's what everybody is talking about.
Okay.
But Detroit is way worse, and for whatever reason, it's being swept under the rug, or it's not getting as much attention as it needs. You know, everybody's going on about gun control. So the whole Sandy Hook thing, I mean, we could dig into, like, the Sandy Hook situation is kind of, like, questionable at this point. But,
From what I've heard, I've heard stories. I haven't had a chance to do the research myself, but I heard stories that there was allegedly a Sandy Hook site that was posted days before the actual incident occurred. You know, it doesn't matter. Gun control, what does gun control mean to a crazy person? Absolutely nothing.
Well,
it
gun control
absolutely
doesn't
nothing.
Mean anything to, like, most people we know at the end of the day. Everybody I know that owns one does not go and get a permit. So
basically.
I don't understand what that's supposed to mean, but it is kind of crazy when you really sit back and think of it, because you have, after Sandy Hook, well, we had Aurora first with the movie theater, and it didn't quite pop off, but after Sandy Hook, there's been countless amounts of, you know, copycat attempts. And even with that taken into consideration, the amount of murders that occurred in Chicago or Detroit, you know, or even in New York City, because in New York, I have something set up on my phone, and every time somebody dies, like, I get...
Wait. You got the spotcrime.com? You got that, too, on your phone? I got that.
No, it's not spotcrime. It's a database that I'm connected with, and it comes as soon as the police scanner gets it. And I just don't have enough manpower to update it every time it, you know, goes off.
Right.
But
well, let's ask. We have a couple of callers on the line. Let's ask them what they think. First, we have first three digits 845, last 47298. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Yo, what's going on? It's Brooklyn Black. I'm calling from the State College in Brooklyn. What's going on, guys?
What do you mean, what's going on?
saying, what's happening? You know, I'm over here working the party. You know, I had to check in our pregame radio. You know, I had to check in with all me.
We're working for you, slaving with horrible equipment. When are you going to fix it? How many parties must you work for us to get good equipment?
Basically.
A lot.
He's like, this bitch, why is she on there?
And, you know, and I appreciate your presence, Miss Lady Steele. You know, you took time out of your busy schedule, you know, to come home and stuff. You know, I definitely appreciate it. I appreciate your presence, you holding me down for me in my absence.
You know this is home and always will be home.
You know, so I'm glad you were able to come through and make an appearance.
Well, listen, stick to the topic at hand right now.
What topic at hand? What's up? Hit me up before
right
more people are coming through the door.
Right now, Bill has brought up the issue of the murder rates going on in Detroit and Chicago.
Yo,
and
Detroit's
always been
crazy, though. Mm-hmm. Detroit's always been crazy. Chicago's been crazy. Yo, remember, Chicago has one of the highest gang member rates in the country next to Cali. So, mm-hmm. Come on. Well, all those gangs function out, all them gang wars going on, all them drug turf wars, and go, you think they won't have a high murder rate? Come on.
No,
same
but that's
for
the
New
thing.
Orleans.
Of course, they do have a high murder rate, but their murder rate, the thing is, like, Chicago's been publicized a lot more than Detroit, when in actuality, Detroit's murder rate is a lot higher than Chicago.
Okay, hold that thought. Let me bring on, we have another caller on the line. Last 49761, I believe this is Baltimore Sun. You there? Baltimore Sun, you on the line?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Thank you for hanging out with us on pregame radio and holding it down as you always do. You know you get special props with us here.
What's up, Brooklyn Black?
You are
Abby.
What's
going on?
Okay.
But I'm saying, I want to know what went down with the artist tonight, though. How was Brooklyn Cavalli? You know, how did tracks work out?
Well, Baltimore Sun, why don't you answer that question for Brooklyn Black?
Yo, he definitely was official. Like, all three tracks. But all three of them joints was hot. You know what I mean? It sounded like, it's not, yo, I heard three of the same songs. Each song had a different vibe of his own. And the joint was ill. And I remember, yo, from back in the day when he was Jinx and Juvie, so I already knew that he could spit, you know what I mean? But,
okay.
You know, the tracks, he was original, man, and, you know, he was a good, positive brother, so you know he get thumbs up for me on that one.
Okay, okay. So it's not like, you know, a good show so far then.
Yeah, I mean, he made note that you weren't here and that he was dealing with two females, so he's going to have to come back when you're on.
I'm saying, that shouldn't have been a problem, though. Like, any other dude would have found that as a hookup.
Really? Really, son? Come on now.
I'm saying, to be on here with two ladies? Yeah, why not?
It was all good, though. And actually, I liked all the songs, too. I liked all the music that he submitted. The Not Like Me track, let's put it like this. In order of how I liked it, I liked That Boy from New York first. I liked That Green, Yellow, Red second, and The Not Like Me, you know, which was debuted here this evening on pregame radio. It hasn't been heard anywhere else. No Hot 97, no 107, no B, no nothing, none of that. It was here, no 105. It was premiered here on pregame radio, and it's a hot joint. It's definitely a hot joint. So what I'll do is maybe towards the end of the show, I'll play it back. So you stay tuned.
I'll definitely be tuned in. And anybody, you know, who's on the check-in in Brooklyn, I'm at the Space Palace in Brooklyn holding it down. Ellis Ashbrook, Brooklyn Gypsies, we already blew a fuse, so it's definitely a rocking party. 846 in Brooklyn.
All right. I definitely want to get to another caller. First three digits, 347, last 4, 1823. You're on the line with pregame radio. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Hello? 1823? You're live with pregame. Okay, maybe this person's
stepped away for a moment, but they've definitely been here on the line holding on for the majority of the show. So that's what's up. That's definitely what's up. But, Alex, you still there?
I'm here, definitely.
But you know what? Speaking about the Chicago and the Detroit thing, with Detroit, I don't know. I can't help think, but they just, like, want to get all poor people out of that area, just out of there, so they could just start over, so they could rebuild. Because, you know, Detroit has basically all of the factories that, you know, were producing vehicles in the U.S. before everything, you know, before Toyota and Camry and all of the other people got involved and they started making quality cars elsewhere. But, you know, it's just like it's a blight. It's a city that it seems desolate. It seems in despair. And what better way to, you know, start over than to have niggas kill each other off, and then you can just raise the whole thing and come in and build on top of what was destroyed. I don't know. I think they have they're promoting, they're putting out all these things that are happening. Like Black said, people been getting killed in Detroit for the longest. Remember, Detroit was the murder capital of the world back, you know, not too long ago, not too many years ago. So, I mean, whose agenda is being pushed right now? That's the bottom line. Whose agenda is being pushed?
That's my whole thing, because technically speaking, they're still ahead of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
but it's not being publicized.
Right,
like,
definitely.
You have to take in consideration, like, with Chicago, we have 506 murders in 2012. Population is 2.7 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
Detroit had 386 murders in 2012 with a population of a little over 700,000.
Wow.
So you already see that.
That's just like, it's like one in 20. One in 20 is even less than that, like one in eight is
but
runs the risk
really
of being
like
shot or murdered. That's crazy.
It's really only a certain agenda that's being pushed. And I don't know if that's because that's where Obama's from, and maybe that's why they're pushing out, whatever.
That wouldn't surprise me, and somehow they're probably going to find a way to make it his fault. I mean, you got to think about it. Think about all the movies, that had a part where there was a president in it, and the president was black. They were all disaster movies. It seems like
mm-hmm.
everything that happened under the sun, from the apocalypse to the end of the world to an asteroid hitting to global warming, volcanoes going off, it always seems to come down. It always seems to happen when there's a black president that's in office at the time. They're going to find some way to try.
Like another topic that I was discussing early in the week, because somebody was really offended, and they feel like any movie that was made after 2008 that portrays a president that is not black is pretty much an abomination. How do you feel about that?
That really just doesn't make sense. A lot of times movies are filmed a year or two before they even get released. So, I mean, I can't say really... what that person, I can't even really see where that person is coming from right now. I can't see that. I was just joking, actually, because I've heard of that conspiracy before, that, you know, everything that has happened is because we've had this black man, you know, in office. And they, especially with the Sandy Hook shit, too, they're trying to force his hand and say, he needs to hurry up and you know, make change the laws and so on and so forth. First of all, the laws are in place to protect legitimate gun owners, not to penalize people that don't obtain guns the legal way. In all actuality, the laws are to the laws are made designed basically to keep people like ourselves from even owning a handgun. They want to make it hard for us. Now, you want to talk about gun control, then when are they going to start doing psych evaluations? That should be part of, they make them wait 7 days for fingerprints and whatever else. Why not a psych evaluation too? Because what I found to be odd was that everybody they spoke to that talked about this guy was like, oh, he did it? Oh, I'm not surprised. That doesn't strike me as odd. Oh, him? Oh, yeah. We could have guessed that was happening. So then you knew. Back when the seeds were germinating in the ground before the plants, the craziness sprouted, you knew that this guy had an issue. And he was already one step behind for the simple fact that his mother obviously was sick too. His mother was ill too. She was one of those, you know, those survivalists that when the end of the world comes, they're going to know they're going to have their stockpile of guns and their stockpile of food and they're going to have underground caves and all that other bullshit. She was one of those type of people. His father works for, what is it, NBC? His father works for some media conglomerate. No, that's a lie. His father is a CEO for Con Edison, for some kind of energy, either Con Ed or Brooklyn Union Gas, Keyspan, one or the other. And he more or less, I think he just threw money at the situation. He was like, listen, y'all keep the house. I'm going to give you alimony, here's child support, and y'all just stay the fuck away from me and leave me alone. Because, you know, he moved on. He got another wife and he moved on. So this crazy kid is stuck in the house with his crazy mother, and they're surrounded by guns that they obtained legally with licenses. So how does the law affect them, and how does the law penalize them? And it doesn't. It doesn't. So it's ineffective. It's ineffective. So what is it going to take for there to be laws that can control it? There can't be. You can't control crazy. You just can't. You don't know who's going to flip out. You just don't know. So what do we do? If you were president, what would you do? What is your recourse? Where can you go? Where can you turn? What can you actually put into play that'll stop a crazy person from saying, you know what, I'm just going to go shoot some shit up today because that's what I feel like doing? What do we do, Alex?
Man, listen, what can we do?
It's sad, and I'm sad about the loss of life because it's nothing but young black youth that are passing away, especially in, you know, in Detroit and in Chicago, and it's like a whole generation is slowly but methodically being eliminated. And if they don't get our boys, they don't get our youth that way, they get our youth with this ADHD medication, because people don't realize that you put your child on that medication, that child gets in their 20s and they come to find out that they're sterile, that they can't reproduce. And it's something that they're really trying to keep, you know, sweep it under the rug, you know, because, yeah, granted, those other folks, they definitely, you know, they definitely have that ADHD down pat. They got that shit in a smash. But that's how they like to diagnose our kids, when in all reality, what it is our kids are bored. The work is not on par with their imaginations. It's not captivating. It's not making them say, you know what, I want to go home and do this homework. I really want to learn more about this. It's not intriguing. It's not any of that. So our kids get bored in class. And, you know, when you get bored, you do shit. Grown-ups do that. They get bored and start shit. They do things. You know, so you can imagine a child. And what happens, they get labeled with ADHD. And then guess what? Oh, mom, we need to put them on medication. So if you're a mother that doesn't know any better and you don't have any experience dealing with the Department of Ed and you basically don't even know what your rights are and you have no advocate, what do? You put your child on the medication. You know? So, I mean, there's a vicious cycle of shit going on. I don't want to say conspiracy, but I will say that somebody's agenda is being pushed. Somebody's agenda is definitely being pushed, you know?
I definitely agree with the agenda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I got to say, I'm sorry. You know, I like some of the things. I like some of the music that Beyonce has put out. But I can't help but think she's using Kelly and Michelle to bring some more focus and attention back to herself. You know, back to herself. She hasn't really recovered from the fake pregnancy thing, if you ask me. Because there's still people like, come on, who really had the baby, babe? You know, who really had the baby? Who really had the child? You know, so I don't know still. I don't know. But it is 11:45. You are listening, tuning into Pregame Radio. It's your girl, Eb, and your girl, Alexander Lady Steele, on the lawn. And we're just kicking the Willy Bobo about some things that are definitely going on in the world that affects us one way or another, be it because we hear about it, because it directly affects us, or indirectly. But believe me, we are all affected by the things that go on in our environment, immediate and surrounding. You know, I definitely want to give a shout-out again and thank BK Cavalli for coming through, stopping through, and blessing us with some music and with some time, because we know it's important. People, you know, when people make the time to come and hang out with us, we definitely appreciate it, all right? I definitely want to thank Baltimore Sun, too, for forever calling, and he always calls in. He always supports pregame. He always hangs out with us, so I want to thank him for that. I'm sorry I didn't get around to playing any of your music this evening. This has been more of a talk show than a music show today. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
And you know, Eb ain't really the one for the fucking talking, so this is monumental in itself right now. But I definitely want to thank you still for bringing BK Cavalli to our attention. It's been a while since we've had someone who's actually had a single that was in rotation on mainstream radio and on the Billboard charts. There are quite a few of our artists that are underground that I believe are worthy of the chance. And so I want to tell you to keep doing what you're doing. Keep putting your work in. Keep doing your music. Keep it up. As you can see, you can definitely be there. You can definitely be there, too. You know, so.
Most definitely.
But do you have any shout-outs? Would you like to say hi or bye to anybody before we end the show here tonight? I want to, you know, play a couple of more songs, and I definitely don't want that lady coming on with that initiating shutdown. I can't stand that shit. So please, give me a shout-out still.
I'm going to shout-out, of course, Pregame Radio. You guys are my heart, my home, where I started off. So Brooklyn Black, Eb, I definitely love you guys.
Thank you.
Also,
we love you, too.
Also, I got to shout out C, Strong Enough Enterprises, Lala Bella Music Group, Commissioner Gordon, QC Funk, Philip Gates, BK Cavalli, Blame It on the Hustle, the film, the music, the soundtrack, like everything that I'm working on. I have to give a shout out because all these people, in some respects, have given me an opportunity, the same way that you guys at Pregame gave me an opportunity. So I'll definitely shout all of you out.
Definitely, definitely. I want to give a shout out to all the other Pregame admins. You guys, I missed you on the check-in this evening, but you can always call in next week. We need more than one or two admins up here holding down the show. We need some new info, some new news, some tech. Jay, the tech guy, where are you? You're supposed to be letting us know what the new hot phone is, whatever new hot technology is out. I mean, it's not just about you fixing phones. It's about everything else technologically related. Okay, so I definitely want to give a shout-out to all the other admins. I want to give a shout-out to Brooklyn Black for, you know, wearing all the different hats that he wears. I definitely want to give a shout-out to you, Steele. Like I said, it was great to have you back on the show. We must do a ladies' night soon. We haven't had one in over a year, and I believe that we're due. Yeah, it's been over a year, so I believe we're due. And we need to get Tasha B. up in here. We just need to get I can't forget New Shoes, Miss Brooklyn. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? So we definitely got to get them up in here. And we got to get some more female artists. We haven't had any new female artists in a while. So we've got some things to do. Black, I know you're listening. I see your number. You get on it. Where's your secretary? Who's your secretary now? I don't even know. But tell that motherfucker, come on. She got to get on it. She got to get on a job. We need some new talent coming through here at Pregame Radio. Before we go, Alex, is there anything in particular that you would like to hear since you haven't been here in a while and you are familiar with most, if not all, of the pregame artists that have come through the doors? Is there anybody you would like to hear that, I don't know, maybe new, old, underground? No skinny jean, please. No skinny jeans. No skinny jean music. All right. What would you like to hear?
I was really hyped earlier with that boy from New York, so I'm good with that.
You want to hear that again?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm good with that, too. I could definitely go for that. So here it is, Pregame Radio, Lady Steele, Ebb, BK Cavalli, that boy from New York, number 16 debut, Billboard Charts.
Yo, QC, the commissioner going on the phone, telling hit Pete Gates up. I got the city. Tell him don't blame me, blame it on the hustle. Yeah. I'm just cruising with my top back, chilling in that Maybach, switching in that 6-4, dubs on that Cadillac. When I'm out in AT, yeah, they love me like I'm in New York. When I'm out in LA, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. Cruising on the yacht, chilling white wine after dinner, waving to the white folks. Looking at a real nigga. When I'm in the suburbs, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. When I'm in Miami, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. They go, that boy from New York. You see that boy from New York. They go, that boy from New York. You say New York City. You see that boy from New York. Gave the streets the shovel, I got them digging me. In my New York swag, they can't miss me. Why you sell V-neck on? Crispy.
Yeah.
Numbers on the dashboard reading 260.
Man.
I pulled it out just to catch
some.
We getting money doing what we want. In the club, jump a freak business.
Hey,
50 on the weed, 100 on the liquor. And we don't care how much it costs when we buying cars.
Wow.
Shopping online, no, we don't do the mall. So the shit I'm seeing it won't be installed.
No.
The label on my chick shade, say Dior. That boy from New York, you ain't gotta ask. Slick talker, the money coming out his ass. Hustle to get cash, everything, got my hands in it. Brown paper bag, under my mask with bands in it. Hold the big homie, shout out to Russell Simmons. It's Brooklyn Cavalli, I'm the new both of niggas. And I ain't being cocky, I'm just confident. Cause everybody already know who my father is. Ain't living off the strip for no one.
Nah.
That's why I went to jail for trying to sell them whole ones. Came in the game 01, almost a decade and a half. Dedicated my life to what I'm doing right now. So it wasn't a waste of time when my deal fell. I wouldn't go back the way I feel now. Bags out of Bloomingdale's, and I know them Cubans well. The streets fucked up, all they do is shoot and tell. Young niggas funeral, every other week pass. Pillows in his coffin, as big as a weed bag. And I don't mean to brag, this is real life. So holla at me when you see me at that red light.
I'm just cruising with my top back, chilling in that Maybach, switching in that 6-4, dubs on that Cadillac. When I'm out in ATL, they love me like I'm in New York. When I'm out in LA, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. Cruising on the yacht, chilling white wine after dinner, waving to the white folks, looking at a real nigga. When I'm in the suburbs, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. When I'm in Miami, they gon' love me like I'm in New York.
They go, that boy from New York. You see that boy from New York. They go, that boy from New York. You see that boy from New York. You know you my baby girl, X and O your baby boy. Name, home, weight, not that gym that you just joined. Holla at my old days, cause they got that best boy. New York State of mind, I just gotta have my Yankee on. Represent where I'm from, with integrity. He say he ready for war, nigga you better be. All praises due to Allah,
He helped embedded me. Eyes in the back of my head, and they ain't never sleep. I did it for the East, but when I'm out West, I'm on my Nipsey Hustle chasing Wonder Bread. She took it to the head cause her heels crossed. I laughed at her right before I peeled off. We in that white ghost, smearing off. Shoot a nigga every time I start to feel strong. Strong enough force, I'm running my own label now. Bitches like gold chains, they wanna hang around. Photos up on Instagram, following me Twitter hoes. Got a body like the models in that video. Every town that where we go, holla at them triple O's. Fucking with them crip niggas, real niggas stand alone. Anybody get it, black, black, wrapped around the dome. Got balls like them niggas who ain't coming home. In the word on the streets is that I'm back on it. I did it for the city, fuck around if you want. I'm just cruising with my top back, chilling in that Maybach. Switching in that 6-4, dubs on that Cadillac. When I'm out in ATL, they love me like I'm in New York. When I'm out in LA, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. Cruising on the yacht, chilling white wine after dinner, waving to the white folks. Looking at a real nigga. When I'm in the suburbs, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. When I'm in Miami, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. They go, that boy from New York. You see that boy from New York. They go, that boy from New York. You see that boy from New York.
There you have it, BK Cavalli, that boy from New York, number 16 on the Billboard chart. I really look forward to seeing the numbers come up. I'm looking forward to him being in the top 10, then the top 5, then the top 3. I believe that he could definitely go far with that track still. That was a great artist that you brought through. Thank you again. And I'm glad to see that you're working with the brother. So he definitely got strong people so far, what it seems, on his team, definitely. I don't know. I think I might just go out playing another one of his tracks. Which one? What other one would you like to hear before we shut it down here pregame? What other one is it?
You get to choose it. You choose it because I chose that boy from New York already.
Yeah, that was definitely a hot track. And I got to say, he's very personable. I like his attitude. He definitely is a BK cat. Definitely a New York person.
Yeah, definitely.
Word up. And please, just make sure that, you know, when he does that remix, that we get it here at pregame. I would love for with our listeners. Definitely. And hopefully, who knows, maybe he can check out some of the archives, check out some of our previous pregame shows, and catch some of our other pregame approved artists.
That's why I put it out there, that's why I say, you know, he is putting a mixtape together. We're working on that right now. So definitely send me an email at rancisteel@gmail.com or him at kavalliway@gmail.com. You know, beats, verses, or whatever, so we can check it out and, you know, line up who we want to help and assist with the mixtape. So.
Definitely. And I want to give a shout out Roxy Blue. I heard allegedly you're supposed to be retiring.
What?
Roxy, because, you know, Roxy Blue, congratulations. She's with a child. She's having a baby now. But she definitely, I was told yesterday that she's thinking about retiring from the game. And that's heartbreaking to me. She's like one of those artists that it's like I'm looking forward to seeing more stuff come from her. You know, I definitely am. But, you know, the blog talk tickets talking about we only got 60 seconds left. I don't believe that shit. I'm going to get into this last one by BK Cavalli, Not Like Me, just because, you know, niggas is not like me, and there's nobody like Steel. There you have it, pregame radio. We catch you next week. Deuces.
What up? Yeah, pregame, yeah. I got these niggas. People, let's get it. These niggas ain't nothing like me, baby. Tell them step your swagger. Tell them step your swagger. On that Cavalli shit now, switch the style and watch the money pile up. Watch the money pile up. We in the club all night, partying until a nigga act up. They tryna bring the homies back out.
tryna jinx my love. Can't jinx my luck. These niggas ain't getting money, so tell them they're welcome to the money show. Talking about he got a hot record. If so, why we never hear you on the radio? I'm straight to the point. Got my trigger finger on the joint. Strong enough, come and join. Real niggas I'm employed. Brooklyn baby boy, so hot in the streets. Got the club promoters trying to book me like Donald Goins. Loud pack noise in my Dutch. Brownsville, we in here, niggas might get stuck. Just my luck dropped off the jinx. It's time for God to open up the safe. Shut out my lawyer, help me beat the case. Found a bartender and tell him we need a case. I was dead, now I'm awake. Baby scrap table, my nigga's time to shake. These niggas ain't nothing like me, baby. Tell him step the swagger. Tell him step the swagger. On that Cavalli shit now, switch the style and watch the money pile up. Watch the money pile up. Be in the club all night, partying till a nigga act up. Till a nigga act up. They tryna bring the homie back out. They tryna jinx my luck. Can't jinx my luck. You could go and buy yourself a new ride, but can't go in the storm. I swag like ours. Shorty gotta own a style like mine. Independent like Josh. I'm the East Coast now. Bad boy won't stop, but nigga don't shy. Po, I got you. Niggas is costume. Jury like the Coliseum right around the high school. Dropping out was a smart move. We getting cake. Audi's on the road looking like straight A's. Spade yellow body avocado. Skin lotion off a body, all over my collar. Rappers say my name, trust me, I'm gonna holler. Do yourself a favor because it's your behavior. Niggas around me, they'll kill you in front of your neighbors. Go to the game same night and watch the Lakers. Bad chick passenger side, you don't speak English. These niggas ain't nothing like me, baby. Tell them step the swagger. Tell them step the swagger. On that Cavalli shit now, switch the style and watch the money pile up. Watch the money pile up. Be in the club all night, partying till a nigga act up. Till a nigga act up. They tryna bring the homie back out. They tryna jinx my luck. Can't jinx my luck. Can't do it like me. Can't do it like me. Drink liquor, smoke weed like the boy. Don't do it like mine. Got a swagger like that. Gonna do it anytime like the boy. Killing the competition, it ain't no comp left. Tell them put their money where they mouth is, your side bet. Fly jets, imagine from out the project. All this before I sold a record, ever score check. Scam money, nigga, sharp flex. I'm like, time, oh, wait a minute, nigga, call a ref. I could call your chick over, have her come, give me head. Yeah, I'm talking about the same one that tell you, give me bread. No champagne, all they got is Henny left. Hurricane Sandy left, I'm all fucking city stressed. Pity pack, tell them hit the deck. Brooklyn Cavalli, bout to paint the whole city red. These niggas ain't nothing like me, baby. Tell them step the swagger. Tell them step the swagger. On that Cavalli shit now, switch the style and watch the money down.